And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. While Mary is in the hospital recovering from acid burns inflicted by Claudia Vincent as a final gesture of revenge, Mary has attempted to help her husband Larry by appealing to Tom Bryson, close family friend and famous playwright, to arrange for Larry to come to Hollywood to make a motion picture. For Mary believes this will help Larry through the bad days ahead financially. And as it happens, Tom has been able to negotiate an offer for Larry. An offer which Larry first turned down and then suddenly accepted. Right now we find him on a plane, flying swiftly through the night. The lights are low inside the cabin and only the sound of the motors is heard. Most of the passengers are dozing, but Larry sits wide-eyed, looking out at the night, thinking.
I can hardly believe it. Here I am flying more than 300 miles an hour away from New York. Away from Mary. Away from everything I ever cared about. As if my life depended on it. And everyone around me is as unconcerned as though this were the most natural thing in the world. I'd like to stand up and shout at them. Tell them what this trip means. It's the end of everything for Mary and me. I still can't believe it. Even though the words of that telegram were clear enough. To think that Mary could pretend to me that everything would be all right. That once she was out of the hospital, everything would be like old times. We'd go back to our house in Rosehaven. We'd take up our lives from there with Larry Jr. Well, that dream is shattered once and for all. I wonder how long it would have taken me to get wise to myself if I hadn't opened the dresser drawer in Mary's hospital room. I wouldn't have known that she wrote to Tom Bryson and asked him to get me out to Hollywood. Wouldn't have known that she wants me as far away from her as possible. All the time, I believe we could forget the past and start over. I suppose I can't blame Mary for turning against me. It's my fault she's in the hospital now with her face and hands burned, heaven knows how badly. It's only natural she should blame me, since I'm the one who brought Claudia Vincent into our lives. I figured Claudia was just a nice, friendly gal who needed a break. Well, I know better now. I had to lose everything that matters to me in order to wake up. And it's just a little too late. Mary's determined to be a good sport, but she doesn't want me around. After all, she did get me out of that blasted jail. She proved that I didn't murder Oliver Wilson. And she proved what she'd been saying right along, that Claudia Vincent was guilty. I wouldn't believe her. I even turned on Mary, told her not to interfere anymore. Suppose she had taken me at my word. Where would I be right now? Certainly not flying through the night. But then, at least Mary would be safe. Well, I can't turn back the clock. I've got to go on and not ever let Mary know how I found out the truth. It's up to me to provide for her, to see that she's comfortable, and then to keep away. And suppose her face is badly scarred from the burns. How can I comfort her? What can I say or do to make it easier to bear? Can't even be close to her.
Will you fasten your seatbelt, sir? We're coming down in a few minutes.
Oh, yes. Thanks, stewardess.
Is there anything I can get for you, sir? You seem rather uncomfortable.
Me? No, thanks. I'm quite all right. It's just that I can never manage to sleep on a plane.
You're Larry Noble, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I thought I recognized you. I saw you in your last play on Broadway. It was just wonderful.
Oh, well, thanks. That's very kind of you.
I hope you're going to be in another play soon.
Well, I don't know. Not very soon, at any rate. I'm on my way to Hollywood now.
Will you be in a picture?
I expect so. I'm going to see about it.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm going to look for it. Excuse me, I've got to make sure the other passengers have their belts fastened. We're getting ready to land.
And early the next morning, Mary Noble has a visitor in her room at a New York hospital. And we hear...
Oh, I know this is a ghastly time to call on a person in the hospital, but I had to see you at once, Mary.
Why, Maud Marlowe, hello. Not a ghastly mistake at all, not for me, anyhow. I've been awake for hours. I'm not sure I slept at all last night. But what in the world What are you doing up and about so early in the morning?
Well, I told you I had to go home.
Stage often enough, didn't I, Maud? The funny thing about it is that I scarcely noticed the play, even when I had to sit and wait for a break in rehearsal. I was so deeply sunk in my own gloomy thoughts and problems that I didn't hear or see anything, I guess.
Well, no one in her right mind would expect you to concentrate on a play rehearsal when you had a husband about to stand trial for murder. And anyway, that's not why I came here this morning. I want to know why Larry suddenly hopped on a plane and went to Hollywood.
Well, you know the facts about that, Maud. I told you Miss Clark wrote Tom Bryson for me and asked him if he couldn't find something for Larry to do.
Yes, but I didn't think he'd ever leave New York as long as you were in the hospital, Mary. And all of a sudden I get a message backstage at the theater that he'd gone. I can't understand it.
Well, why not, Maud? It's the sensible thing for him to do. You know very well that Larry is under a terrible strain. Not only because of me and my condition, but because of the debts that are piling up every day. This will give him a chance to have a breathing spell. At the same time, make enough money to pay off a good part of his indebtedness. But why wouldn't he accept?
Did you tell him how it happened? Did you tell him you wrote to Tom?
Of course not, Maud. You know better than that. Larry would have been terribly hurt and even angry if he thought I had anything to do with this. And I know very well he wouldn't try to get a picture contract by himself. Oh, it's all working out just as I hoped.
Well, I'm not at all sure I like the idea, Mary. Suppose Tom Bryson tells him how he suddenly happened to scurry about and get him a picture contract.
Tom wouldn't do that. You read his wire to me. He promised not to mention it to Larry, and he'll keep his word. I know that much.
I guess he will. But at the same time, Mary, I don't like the idea at all. I never did, no matter what you say. I think Larry's place is right here.
But I don't want Larry to be tied to me and to feel the awful worry of not knowing how I'm going to come out of this. It'll be easier for me to do it alone and to break the truth to Larry gradually.
Why do you keep on thinking that everything is going to turn out for the worst? Your doctor keeps saying that you're healing beautifully, better than he ever imagined.
I know, Maud. And if my face isn't horribly scarred, then it'll be that much better when I tell Larry. Then he can come back with a light heart and start his career in New York over again. And in the meantime, he'll have managed to get himself in better shape financially. Oh, you know how Larry worries when he's in debt, Maud. He can't stand to owe anyone anything. And until he pays Lester Jordan back for the money he advanced for his lawyer and for Claudia Vincent...
Don't mention that woman's name to me. I begin to see red every time I think about her.
Well, I only meant that Larry won't feel easy in his mind till he's paid Lester Jordan. And then, of course, there are my hospital bills. Perhaps I'll go on for a long time. I have to have a series of plastic surgery operations.
In other words, Mary, you actually are relieved to have Larry in Hollywood. Is that it?
Yes. I think it's the best thing for him, Maud.
And what about you?
I think women are better able to cope with such things. They're more used to being patient than men.
Well, I guess it's all right. But I still can't figure it out. The last thing I heard, Larry absolutely refused to consider going to the coast. Then I get a message backstage that he's on his way. What made him change all of a sudden?
I don't know, Maud. I guess he just thought better of it and decided to go.
That's not a bit like Larry, and you know it, Mary Noble.
Well, that's how it happened. He sat here by my side reading to me, and I fell asleep. When I woke up, he left word with the nurse, Miss Clark, that he'd be back soon. When he got here, he told me he'd wire Tom Bryson he was coming at once. But he had his plane ticket to Hollywood. And that's that.
And I'd have bet my life he wouldn't budge from your side. Well, that shows how little you know about people.
And at this same time, Larry Noble is leaving his plane in Los Angeles, where it's barely dawn. And as he waits for the door to be opened and the stairs to be rolled up to the plane...
Goodbye, Mr. Noble. I'll be looking for that picture of yours.
Thanks, stewardess. I hope you won't be disappointed.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. I'm sure it'll be a very good picture, Mr. Noble.
And as the door is opened, Larry follows the passengers out, thinking of the irony of the friendly stewardess's words. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband, Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.